prototypes are scheduled to be finished by the end of next week. 5 of the 8 prototypes are now standing. Some of the prototypes are made of concrete, while others are made up of steel and other material. 6 construction companies are now frantically trying to finish, and Trump is tweeting about their progress. The construction companies have not given out any details about their prototypes, but border agents say anything is better than what's along the border right now.
Details are starting to emerge about a Kentucky man who tried to hop over the White House fence yesterday. D.C. police say Curtis Combs climbed over a concrete barrier south of the White House. Officials say the 36-year-old was dressed as the Pokemon character Pikachu. He had a backpack that he dropped along the way. An investigation determined the backpack had nothing hazardous in it. Combs is charged with unlawful entry. No explanation from the D.C. police about why Combs was dressed up as a Pokemon character. USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
Major retailers like Walmart are showing what the hot toys are going to be this Christmas based on their orders for the upcoming season. Sharon Reed has the list, and she's checking it twice.
Expect Hatchimals Surprise Twin Papa D to be at the top of the list. The wildly popular Hatchimals eggs sold out before Christmas last year. Also hot this year, the LOL Big Surprise. It's a reusable purse filled with 50 surprise toys. Then there's the Pick Me Pop Surprise Jumbo Dog. It's a big plastic lollipop containing a plush puppy that has surprise collectible charms in its pocket. Fingerlings are popular too. They're little toy monkeys that hold onto your finger and respond to sound and motion by blinking their eyes and blowing kisses.
A couple is facing multiple charges after they were caught smoking meth in front of their toddler for their anniversary.
Police in Radcliffe say they were called to a Radcliffe home earlier this week on a domestic case and found Harrison Thomas and his wife Crystal smoking meth with a toddler nearby as they celebrated a dozen years of marriage. Officers say the duo was under the influence during the Monday call and was taken into custody, but to make matters worse, Harrison admitted to using the drug since the day before, since it was their anniversary. Both face multiple charges, including endangering the welfare of a minor and possession of meth, pot, and drug paraphernalia.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Capitol Hill today answering questions before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The issues range from immigration to civil asset forfeiture. It's his first public testimony since June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People, brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations out of Somerset, New Jersey, serving the entire state of New Jersey and surrounding area. If you happen to be in our listening area, the weather forecast tonight, patchy fog about 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 40 degrees. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 72. Clear with a low of about 47 on Thursday night, and then sunny all day with a high of 72 on Friday, and clear with a low around 45 on Friday night. Sunny all day with a high of Saturday, and partly cloudy with a low of 48, and then Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 73, and cloudy with a low of 53, and then again on Monday partly sunny with a high of 73. So we're in for a nice stretch of great weather, and it's my privilege to introduce you today to the founder and CEO of the Center for Great Expectations, located again in Somerset, New Jersey, Peg Wright, who is a resident of Hunterdon County. Are you there, Peg?
Hello, Jeannie. I'm delighted to be with you.
That's so great to have you on the show today. You are doing tremendous, significant work that has to be called out to all of those that are either listening now in our archives and to those that will share about your center as we move forward. But let's start by, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I landed in a maternity home in Somerville, New Jersey, many moons ago. And I was fortunate enough to meet a sister of St. Joseph by the name of Sister Rita Wolke. And Sister Rita had a vision, and she shared it with me and suggested that we should consider serving pregnant homeless women. And that made perfect sense to me. So we created a new corporation in 1998 with that in mind. And at that time, we only had two bedrooms. We had four beds in one bedroom and two in the other. And the worst part about it, Jeannie, was women could not come back after their children were born. So it was clear that we needed to grow the agency. And while all this was going on, I was learning about nonprofits because I came out of a corporate setting. So I really didn't know anything about boards or the state or anything else. So it was quite a learning for me. But we were very fortunate to be able to find land in Somerset, which was owned by St. Peter's Property Corp. And we bought 3 acres and put a plan in place to build two purpose-built buildings, one for adolescents and their children, and one for adult women and their children. And that whole process started in 2005, and we finished in 2008, and we opened these two buildings. And then things moved really quickly from that point on, Jean. We ended up securing a grant to provide outpatient treatment. And then a few years after that, we ended up partnering with Avalon, which is Avalon Bay Communities, which are apartments right behind us. And we ended up securing 16 supportive housing apartments. And we're still growing, as you know. So it's
I want to ask you to clarify a little bit for our listeners out there. You were talking about how this had started, which is, you know, it kind of brings tears to your eyes of how much passion and how much you've personally put into this over the years and how many lives you've affected. I wanted to say that you were talking about pregnant and parenting women, and I know now with the outpatient center you also have the ability to treat men, but then there's also the, I want to say, substance abuse side of it to the women that are not just homeless, right?
Not at all. And I mean, I think, frankly, Jeannie, that is really what sets us apart. In 2009, the end of 2009, Dr. Debbie Roussard joined the clinical team at the Center for Great Expectations. And she had actually worked at Princeton House, where they had a program that treated women but also treated trauma at the same time. And that's different. And frankly, we believe that substance use is a maladaptive response to trauma. And if you don't treat the underlying issues and the trauma, that you're really not doing the work. And so Debbie came to us with that model, and everything that we've done since 2009-10 has really been focused on creating a milieu which embraces that philosophy. So, you know, we began by introducing what is called the Nurtured Heart Approach, which was created by the Children's Success Foundation, a guy by the name of Dr. Howard Glasser. And that really basically celebrates the greatness in each individual. And that goes for the clients as well as the staff. So we really don't give any energy to negativity. You know, not to say that you don't have clear consequences, but no energy. All of the energy goes to positive. And in addition to that, and that creates the environment, right? It creates an emotional safety for clients and staff. And then most recently, actually a year ago in September, we secured a federal grant to implement what is called the ARC model. And this comes out of the trauma center at the Justice Resource Center in Brookline, Massachusetts. And Bessel van der Kolk, if you will, Dr. van der Kolk, is a psychiatrist, and he's sort of the father of trauma-informed care. And the trauma center created this ARC model, which really focuses on attachment, regulation, and competency. And what that means is that, you know, we look at the emotional regulation component of clients and assist them in understanding, you know, where those feelings are coming from. You know, so, for example, you know, when a woman comes to the center, you know, we don't ask her what she did. You know, we asked her what happened to her. And it's a completely different lens.
That's amazing.
A completely different way of responding. And then, you know, when you're able to integrate the parenting piece, and we call it parent-infant mental health, and that is a phenomenal way of relating prenatally to the attachment component between mother and child, and then after that child is born. And our therapists talk to the woman about her own life experience and what that was like. And clearly, Jeannie, there is no way to break a cycle of abuse and neglect and substance use, you know, without really layering and understanding, you know, what you're looking at with the women and children that we serve. And our staff, our psychiatrists, our doctoral level clinicians are all really dedicated to creating and proliferating this model of care. And it's very special and very different.
It's completely different. And I want everyone out there to hold with us through this commercial break real quick. My guest here on Talented People is Peg Wright. She's the founder and CEO of the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, New Jersey, serving the state of New Jersey and surrounding area. I really want you to know, Governor Christie, only a handful of days after he announced some funding, $200 million, towards the heroin epidemic, as he calls it. He was on location at the Center for Great Expectations because of the work that they are doing. So different, and again, as Peg is describing about the trauma-informed care model, I guess she'll correct us on, right after we get back from the break. So stay with us on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for listening.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and you're listening to a conversation on the Center for Great Expectations with the founder and CEO, Peg Wright, talking about their extraordinary work over there in Somerset, New Jersey. But I really want to let you know real quickly from the station manager here, Big C, says to tell everybody out there, our own author and radio host, Richard Scuderi, of The Lonely Boy, will be signing his book at Barnes & Noble in Bridgewater between 5 and 7 this weekend on Saturday at 319 Route 202 in Bridgewater, and also on Sunday from 12 to 1 at Words. He'll be doing a reading and then a lecture afterwards from 12 to 1 again, 181 Maplewood Avenue in Maplewood. Peg, are you there?
I am.
I want everybody out there to know that Peg is a very, very special person. She's had her heart set in working on this program for years, and she actually has nearly 100 employees, and they are all working to literally train the trainers and lead the leaders with a special type of model that she's going to tell us more about. And we're all affected by this, as you know, the heroin epidemic. All of you out there listening, including myself, have people that we absolutely love that we don't know how to help. And so Peg is explaining to us a little bit about the treatment that they're using, where that the Center for Great Expectations is only one of a handful in the country that are putting together this this type of treatment. So, Peg, could you please go on and bring us up to date on everything?
Well, I think, Jeannie, for the longest time, I mean, you know, typically, you know, substance use disorder treatment, I mean, we're even changing the language, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to talk about, you know, addiction and the addict, and I think as horrific as the pandemic that we are currently experiencing is, I think the one thing that has come to light is that this can happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the bum in the curb. It can happen to literally anyone. And we really do believe that it is critical to look at look at ACEs, for example. Now, ACE is an acronym for Adverse Childhood Experiences. And many, many people have ACEs. And it's been a proven fact that those individuals with three or more adverse childhood experiences have a 4,000% greater chance of ending up with a substance use disorder. And, you know, clearly, I mean, for example, it doesn't have to be a horrific situation. It can be a child that's bullied or an undiagnosed mental health disorder. Parents, for the most part, are not purposefully, you know, creating these situations for their children. It can be, you know, parental substance use in a household. All of these types of situations can create opportunities for adverse childhood experiences, and that translates to trauma. And it is really the core of what we do at the center.
I can picture, like what you were describing before, it really hits me, where that you say that when someone comes, a client, into the center, instead of saying, you know, what'd you do wrong or whatever, you know, what's wrong with you, for you to say, tell me what happened to you. I just can't imagine. I was at the event that Governor Christie attended at the center, and when I was watching the clients, as you call them, we would call them patients, I guess, on the other side of the world, but when they were talking about how they feel so different, that they are thanking you for saving their life, literally, because of the difference in the model and the way that even if they had, you know, maybe relapsed or so, they knew that if they came back to you guys, that basically you would be saying to them, let's go deeper into what happened to you. We're not here to judge you. And, you know, like, I just picture it. And to seeing the girls talk about how much and how they're really, they're making progress. And they have been. You have like a 9-year alumni, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Where the kids, the little babies are already turning 9 and older, right?
We do. And listen, I mean, historically, outcomes for substance use disorder treatment are not terrific, and you just can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. We know what that is, right?
That's so interesting that you say that, because, you know, people have been saying that forever, but you actually are implementing a different way because it wasn't working, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been heard it, you know, suggested that, you know, it can be draconian and punitive, and that just isn't helpful. We really believe that, you know, trauma is stored in the body, not in the brain. And our interventions are experiential, and they're opportunities for a woman to reduce her anxiety, you know, her depression, and the stress that's lodged in her body. So we combine interventions with evidence-based addiction treatment that focuses on psychoeducational, emotional regulation, and relationship skills. And quite honestly, Jeannie, in order to do that, you have to be a licensed clinician.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you've got to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. It is, quite frankly, I mean, one of the reasons that, you know, of our $5.4 million budget, we raise $1.5 million. That's how we do it. And until parity really, you know, hits home and individuals are, you know, reimbursed as they would be for any other medical issue, you know, we're going to have to continue to do that.
Wow.
It's critical.
I want to talk about that. I know our listeners out there, which again, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest today is Peg Wright. She's the founder and CEO of the Center for Great Expectations right here in Somerset County, serving Hunterdon County and all around the state of New Jersey. And if you're listening out there, I want you to know about this organization, because there are so many ways that you can help, and we need you to help. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But I want to ask you, Peg, if you could share kind of like your, I want to say, the continuum of care in a way, like starting with, say, a client, a woman, you know, shows up, you know, by referral in a bad place, homeless, pregnant, and you bring her in. How long, can you tell us a little bit about how long her stay be, or typically what happens, and then how does that follow through for her, you know, 9 years later, as we were saying, there's alumni that have, you know, just celebrating
Absolutely.
That.
you know, a woman will enter into the adult women's program, and the length of stay is really driven by the individual treatment plan for that client. So the woman is assessed by our ASAM-certified psychiatrist, and her clinical staff and her case manager, along with the parent infant mental health specialist, will work out a plan for her. And generally speaking, the length of stay is anywhere between 6 and 9 months, although it can be as long as a year. And as that treatment plan moves forward, so during that time, she's receiving, you know, approximately 25 hours of treatment per week, which includes individual counseling, group counseling, body work, yoga, nutritional counseling. I mean, 12-step meetings are incorporated. That's community outreach. We don't consider that treatment per se, and so on. And so as that woman, and of course the parent-infant mental health piece is a very large part of what we do at the center.
It's so important, like you say, because that is, you're actually protecting the child from what would be a totally different future because of the way that you're dealing with it from when she's pregnant to the relationship that the mom is having with the baby that she never had with her mother for the whole life of
exactly
the future
right.
child.
So the treatment really focuses on repairing, you know, the mother-child attachment, and it was damaged. You know, clearly it wasn't the modeling that did not occur would not help that woman in understanding what a strong attachment would look like. So
I love seeing the ladies in the office with their babies smiling and hugging them, and they look so healthy. It's so nice to see.
And that whole process continues in our licensed child development center, which is part of the inpatient program. So, you know, when a woman completes that length of stay, whatever we've determined is appropriate for her, we begin working on the discharge a good 3 to 4 months before it happens. And in many cases, that woman can go into our supportive housing program. We currently have 28 apartments that serve graduates from the Center for Great Expectations. And in the supportive housing program, they have access to the clinical staff at the center. They have clinical staff that actually assist them in the supportive housing environment, and they also have access to our outpatient treatment program, which, as you know, recently moved into the center of New Brunswick in Monument Square.
It's beautiful, and it's so necessary. It's really exciting. We're going to talk about their open house that you're having at the end of the show here. I wanted to ask you to tell us about Katie's Place now, because knowing that women, and I want everyone out there to know, listening to these stories and watching these women progress to where they are at the end of the day, they're giving back to the community. They are working at banks. They're going to Raritan Valley Community College and other colleges. They're furthering themselves after they leave the program and then become citizens again, giving back to the community. So it's really beautiful, Peg, and I just want you to tell everybody about Katie's Place and how it's literally funded by your organization, and we need to help you with that. So tell us.
Well, Katie's Place is everyone loves Katie's Place. I mean, if you're having a bad day, go to Katie's Place and hold a baby.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely a wonderful, wonderful program. And all of the children we've been so fortunate, Somerset County and Middlesex County, for that matter, have assisted us with wonderful playground equipment, and the interior of the Child Development Center is bright and airy, and, you know, again, all of the staff are trained across the milieu. So the staff in Katie's Place are trained in the Nurtured Heart approach. They're trained in the ARC approach. We are very, very consistent and very dedicated to making sure that all of our staff are fully trained and continue to be. So the milieu, the atmosphere, and the environment in Katie's Place is just magnificent. And we really feel it's so critical that it be a part of our program and that we don't outsource child care someplace else, because it needs to be, you know, in in our milieu and exactly how we do that.
Right, in collaboration with the treatment, exactly, both the baby and the mother have to be really in treatment. And
completely.
You're doing. And how many...
And I know you can feel it, Jeannie.
I can.
And I love to walk new people, you know, and it's interesting to me. You know, especially the more seasoned the person and the higher up the food chain, the more they appreciate just how magnificent this team is. Because we always say, right, people heal people. And the team at the Center for Great Expectations they're the best on the planet. I am convinced they are just unbelievably dedicated and competent. We're just so blessed.
You really are. I want everyone to know this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest today, the actual sponsor of this show, is the Center for Great Expectations founder and CEO, Peg Wright. We're going to go to a real quick weather break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to let you know really quickly that this show is about talented people. And the reason I'm having Peg on today is because her passion, everything she's done, it's so uplifting, inspiring. And everybody out there listening, we appreciate it so much. I'm sure you're taking it all in. And we do want to talk to you on the second half of the show about how you can get involved and help the center. Right now, I want to tell you about the forecast again. Tonight, patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds with a low of about 40. Partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny all day on Thursday. Clear with a low of 47 Thursday night. And then basically, it's the same thing. It's sunny with a high of 72 and a low about 45 on Friday. Sunny again on Saturday, high of 71 and a low 48. Mostly sunny again on Sunday, 73, 53. And then same thing on Monday, 73, 58. So we're going to jump right back into our conversation here because time goes too fast on the show. So Peg, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Well, I want you to... there's so many ways that people can help the Center for Great Expectations. Let's start with, like, individuals. We want to talk about the corporate people out there who are listening. We want to share with them a little bit about how your program, the program itself, is one of the leaders, leading the leaders. So there's a lot of healthcare companies and so on listening out there that we want to make sure we talk about everyone and everyone who's listening and where they can jump in to help. So let's. What would you like to start with? Which type of person? Or donor?
Well, you know, I think it would be important to talk about the relationships that we currently have with healthcare providers.
Great.
You know, and I think, you know, one of the most noteworthy at this point is RWJ Barnabas. You know, they have a Narcan reversal program in their New Brunswick emergency room, and the Center for Great Expectations outpatient program receives those individuals into our outpatient program. And, you know, we love that partnership.
It's very prestigious.
And that, by all accounts, should be expanding soon. I mean, I know Connie Green, a good friend of mine who's their prevention VP, is very interested in our trauma-informed treatment model, as are, you know, many providers. And, you know, I will mention, Jeannie, this is a little departure, but we did receive a federal grant to implement the ARC model in partnership with the Trauma Center in Brookline, Massachusetts. And what that does is it gives us an opportunity to train other providers within the state of New Jersey in this treatment model. So, you know, we're currently working with Eva's Village in Patterson. I understand that we're going to be starting to work with Daytop in Mendham and others. So it's really important. It's a really, really important thing to be able to move ahead with.
Right.
And I'm excited about that.
Yes. And at the end of the show, we're going to talk about a convention that you have coming up. That way, we'll be able to keep this evergreen. And I want you to know that it's true. So across the country, tell us approximately how many others are actually implementing this, because you are. You're being charged with leading the leaders and training the trainers. And hopefully, that will change all of the outcomes and make the percentages so much higher and more effective, right?
From what I understand, I mean, we partner very closely and carefully with Rutgers University. They manage our data. And, you know,
it's incredible.
Typically, you know, treatment providers are not data people, but I feel so strongly about being able to demonstrate impact. And one of the ways that we'll do that is by collecting data. And Dr. Emily Bosk, who works with the Department of Children and Families and is sort of the leader, you know, of our data initiative, has suggested to me that there are a handful of providers across the country that utilize the approach that we're using for substance use disorder treatment, specifically with women and children. But we're seeing such wonderful results with our men in our outpatient program when we implement this approach.
Talk about that a little bit. It is interesting because men always get left out in this area.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I think it's hard for men to talk about their feelings to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in some cases. But I think that if they can be approached, you know, gently and with a trauma-informed lens, and essentially they are given permission to talk about what happened, that it can change everything.
But just the way you say it, I can just picture it. I'm sure everybody out there listening is thinking the same thing. It's like, oh, my God. Wow. That really is a totally different way of approaching it. It seems so sincere, and it would seem that it would make someone want to start to – well, I know just listening to one of the girls that was talking about it, saying that in a normal, you know, say a 12-step program without this trauma applied informed care model, that she would start to say – and she only had an hour, and she had to be there because it was part of, like, something that she had to do, you know, from the courts or something. So she'd start to tap into a little bit about it, and then she would be left with it, or he, with no other care, of nobody cared about it, and then walk away. How do you deal with that? I mean, it's fascinating.
Well, I mean, you know, we're very dedicated to, you know, our residential for women is small. It's a, you know, it's an 8-bed unit right now, and as you know, I'm dedicated to growing that. But
right, we have to tell everybody out there how it is true.
Smaller is better. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't believe in you know, our largest group in our outpatient program is 12, mm-hmm. and that's large. Most mm-hmm. of them are 8, because that's when real healing happens. You know, that's when intimacy occurs, and it's you know, I think to really be able to make a difference and make a change, I think that is the approach that needs to be taken.
It's wonderful. So let's tell everybody how they can help. There's so many ways people can help, and people love to help. So we have to just tell them what they can do.
Well, they're literally, you know, as you know, Jeannie, there's limitless ways that people can help. And I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, the most, I think, critical piece for us is funding.
Right.
And whether it be corporate or individual funding, we are, you know, consistently looking to grow our basic support. And, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that when people engage and they see what is happening at the center and they can talk to alumni and we have data, they're encouraged by... And they're looking at an investment that's actually saving lives. And
it directly is, yes.
Better than that.
Hmm?
You know,
no.
I really, really don't. I mean, and we have, you know, we have magnificent support from corporations. Noreen Whittemore, our Director of Volunteer Outreach and Community Support, does an extraordinary job of attracting and retaining volunteers. And that comes in the form of corporate volunteers as well. So, you know, she has them doing all kinds of things.
I love it. She's so good at it.
And they're cared for, you know.
Right.
Just as we care for our clients, we care for our volunteers because they're so precious to us. And, you know, they make such a difference. I mean, I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of women that I know did a diaper drive and literally filled my entire car.
Oh, my God.
The back seat and the trunk. I mean, filled. So, you know, as you know, if you know, diapers are astronomical. If I had to buy diapers, it would cost me $900 a week.
Oh, my God. Really?
Really. So thank God we generally never buy diapers. We're always putting a shout out for a particular size, and of course it changes all the time.
Right. Well, I do.
Sometimes we need size 2. Sometimes we need size 6. So it's, you know, that's another great need. And gift cards are tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because as you know, storage is a huge issue, and We had two Eagle Scout projects. We have two little houses in behind our residential facilities, and they are filled to the gunnels with donations. So gift cards are great because, you know, if the coffee pot breaks or something happens, you know, you have that flexibility. So that's a big deal.
I want to let everybody know a great story, too. This is so adorable. Okay. So, okay, if you're working in the corporation right now and you have matching, you can find the Center for Great Expectations and have your company match your donations. So that's one thing you could do to make it easy, and it doubles the money right there. Secondly, here's a so cute story. Okay, so one of the corporations locally here was supporting the Center for Great Expectations. They came over and they had service hours, and some of the volunteers painted some of the rooms with the baby cribs and everything. And then they noticed that outside Katie's place, they needed to have some sandboxes. So Noreen, again, the loveliest lady other than Peg that I know, they donated sandboxes. Then they realized that one of the parishes that supports the center had done a baby bottle drive. Basically, they got baby bottles, and they had everybody go out and just throw in their spare change, and they came back with like $8,000 to $10,000, right? So then when Noreen was explaining how successful that was, the company decided to donate 2,500 baby bottles. So now there's the baby bottle brigade that's going to be going on in the months of November and December, and then again probably in the spring and fall. So if you are interested in being charged with going out to your community, if you want to get your club, or if you want to get your organization, if you have a group of friends, there's different winning levels. There's going to be an individual highest collection. It's going to be featured on this show, Talented People. There's going to be one for club, sorority, or organization, and also corporation. And those, all you have to do is get in touch with the center at info@cgecentergreatexpectations-nj.org, and you can participate in this. It's going to be so much fun, and I guarantee you, once you get involved, you're not going to be able to stay uninvolved, so be ready. Now stay with us. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest is Peg Wright, the founder and CEO of the Center for Great Expectations.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington, from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I want to just follow up and let you know again, my guest the calling in today is Peg Wright. She's the founder and CEO of the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, serving the state of New Jersey as well as Hunterdon County, as you know. I want to just make sure you realize the end of my story there that was so great was that when the company gave the 2,500 baby bottles, that is like the gift that keeps on giving because now they have enough baby bottles that they can reuse them and there's never enough. So there's so many ways that you can help. We do want you to know that, you know, gift cards are just practical because there's changes in what they need every day of the week. So, Peg, are you there?
I am.
And then let's talk about also those that are out there listening. I think there's people out there that have their own discretionary charities. And talk about that. You have a lot of private funders and donors. And if they're out there, what would you like to say to them?
Well, grant funding is huge. And, you know, I think that we can... You know, when we can engage a private donor with their own family foundation, for example, you know, it can really be a beautiful thing. I mean, frankly, I mean, that's how Katie's Place, our child development center, is in part funded through a family foundation. So the impact is just extraordinary. And, you know, it's critical. I mean, I think that, you know, we're all seeing... You know, corporate funding to some extent shrink, and the real movement is towards individual donors. And so, you know, and clearly, individual donors can have donor advised funds. I mean, we were recipients of one yesterday, which was fantastic, a new donor advised fund. So, you know, I think that is a great, you know, way to continue to grow our base of support.
I want everybody out there to know, if you missed the beginning of the show, excuse me, basically, the Center for Great Expectation is using a different model, and they're one of a few, just a handful of recipients of grants because of the work that they're doing is so different and so important. And so there's about 100 people on staff serving not just the clients, meaning patients, but also teaching other healthcare behavioral specialists and so on about this treatment. So when you mentioned the word investment before, and I wanted to just call it out to people to remember that when you're considering charities and then you want to know that your money is going to good use, you have to take a look at the Center for Great Expectations and their work. You would not believe some of the people that I've been able and privileged enough to see who are supporting the center, who have the ability to choose and support whoever they want, and they're supporting the center for a reason. So if you're one of these people who are thinking about who you want to support, you want to have credibility, you need to know that there's, like you also mentioned about Rutgers and the statistical data that they're collecting, which is another thing that's not really normally done in the field that you're in, because you want to be able to prove to the world, to everybody else, that the treatment model that you're sharing and teaching and helping not only the families that are helping these people, but everyone involved. So I just want everyone to know it's really important that you understand why we're sharing this. And I'm very excited to tell you that the Center for Great Expectations is bringing talented people to you from now on here on the radio here at the Hunterdon County Chambers radio station. So we're going to be having a lot of really talented experts on the subject matter on the show weekly. Peg, did you want to add a little bit more about the center? And I also want to make sure everybody hears about the upcoming trauma conference and the open house before the end of the show.
Well, I think it would be, you know, really helpful to your listening audience to be able to, you know, listen to some of our clinicians who are so, so skilled, you know, in the area of mental health and substance use disorder treatment. And, you know, that'll be an exciting addition, I think, or a public service, really.
Absolutely.
For your listeners, because they...
They deserve
truly
it.
Dedicated.
And they're interested.
You know, we are one of the number one sites for internships for Rutgers University, master's level.
Wow.
So, and others. We have Keene University as well.
Just because I know everybody on the radio, people who listen on the radio are highly visual people, so I want to share this story I heard the other day, and I think you'll get an idea of how cool it is, too. I mean, it's just nothing next to the work that they're doing, but one of the doctors that's there, he was talking about how at the Center for Great Expectations that they don't allow smoking, okay? which I know if you're thinking, I know that when I've seen other centers or, you know, treatment facilities, there's usually people hanging out, smoking outside. But when he told that, when he told the group that basically they don't allow smoking, they're taking on that, detaching that, adding a baby, changing the model, mother, child, and then also treating the abuse and by asking, what happened to you? I mean, I just can't imagine anything being more extraordinary, Peg. And I just want everyone out there to know that, because you can picture it. It's such A-plus expertise. Your level of what you were expecting and what you're putting out there is to be commended.
Well, thank you, Jeannie, and I'm so delighted that you're a part of it, because your enthusiasm and your excitement is so contagious, and I love it.
I love it, too. I'm going to be more and more every day as we're moving forward here and involved, and it's just my thrill and privilege, I have to say. Let's talk about the Applying Trauma-Informed Care Conference that's coming up in New Brunswick on December 1st.
Well, yeah, that is our stake in the ground. You know, we are really, really excited about being able to share our treatment model with the world. And, you know, our keynote is Dr. Joe Spinozola, who is the senior clinician at the Trauma Center in Brookline, Massachusetts, and, you know, our own psychiatrist, Dr. Eddie Ratouche, who is an ASAM-certified psychiatrist, will be keynoting. Dr. Debbie Roussard, you know, my clinical director, will be sharing this day-long conference. It's from 8:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. There are 5 CEUs being offered with this conference, and it's very centrally located. It's
amazing.
Right in the training center for the Department of Children and Families was delighted to be able to give us their training center. So
incredible. And 5 CEUs, is it CEU or CU? I'm not sure.
That's 5 CEUs, yeah.
That's just, and that's
awarded.
Amazing. I mean, really. And so I know that you have a way to have them sign up if they go to your website, which is cge-nj.org, Center Great Expectations-nj.org. It's like $75 to, I mean, first of all, $75 is nothing to be trained in this care. I've heard people in the medical community say, what? They're doing the trauma care? I'm going to that. So it's like $75.
Yeah. And it's really understanding and describing trauma-informed care in a substance use disorder setting. And so Eddie's going to be talking about the use of psychiatry, the benefits of, and the application of psychotropic medications, because that was something that I didn't mention, and it's an important piece, and that is that we are fully subscribed to medication-assisted treatment. We feel that it's, you know, a critical component in specifically in treating opioid abuse. So it's evidence-based, no question about it.
So
and then we'll be talking about, you know, integrating emotional regulation skills in trauma-informed practice. So, and I also know that we're going to be touching on applying the principles of parent-infant mental health in a trauma-informed model. So it's going to be a very rich, full day, and I know that people will love it.
They're going to love it, and I know our listeners are going to love it. They're loving it now. So what we're going to do is share with them. We'll sprinkle it across the next couple months, and when you pick your guests and we have people in that are talking about their expertise, and then all of you out there who are listening can make sure that your friends who are in the medical community know about this, know about the program, get in touch. There's a place for everyone. And then also to know that there's certainly a welcome. I know Peg wants to have anyone who's interested in coming on location. You are welcome to come by and tour, set up an arrangement ahead of time so that you can actually put your charity money into the right place, which is with the center. So I wanted to just mention, it's already 3:54. This is Talented People. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thank you so much for listening. And our guest today is Peg Wright, who is the founder and CEO of the center. Now, the Applying Trauma-Informed Care Conference is December 1st. There's an early bird special, $75. You can go on the site. You can also take the archive of this link that'll be available 24 hours from now and share it with your healthcare professionals that may be interested or families that may need to know about the center. And again, we ask for your support. So if you want to share the link, we want you to do that. The last thing to talk about real quick is the open house for the New Brunswick office, the outpatient center that just opened. Now, that open house is happening next Friday, the 27th of October, between 11 and 4. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's open to healthcare professionals and those referrals, anyone who's listening that has a place in the outpatient services place, I guess I should say, unless you want to clarify that.
Well, really, anyone can. Anyone is more than welcome to come.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a lovely space, and, you know, it is consistent with our thinking that the physical plant and the surrounding must really speak to the dignity of each person. And it clearly does that.
It does. It does. Definitely does. And that's 303 George Street, Suite 104, New Brunswick. You can find out about that on the website. So I just want to thank you, Peg, so much for calling in today.
And thank you, Jeannie. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
It is. It's so fun. It's so important that you know, I am your cheerleader here. Everybody out there, I'm sure, is laughing and smiling, saying, yeah, she's worthy of that. And so we're going to say thank you again. Keep up the great work. Everybody out there listening, don't forget the center. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, that was Peg. Right, you know how it goes. I love people who love what they're doing and are doing things to make a difference. And then certainly she is a classic example of that. So again, thanks always for listening in to Talented People, and I'll be back to you again next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We do believe he is associated with that business. What that association is, that's still under investigation.
Police in Harford County, Maryland, talking to reporters about the shooting at an industrial park where three people have died, two people hospitalized in very critical condition. The gunman, 37-year-old Radee Prince, is at large. Police say he is armed and extremely dangerous. The U.S. military liaison in Iraq says soldiers are decapitating ISIS.
We've devastated their networks, targeted and eliminated their leaders at all levels. We've degraded their ability to finance their operations, cutting oil revenues by 90%. Their flow of foreign recruits has gone from about 1,500 fighters a month down to near zero today.
Toyota announcing a recall on Sienna minivans because of safety concerns. They affect model years 2005 through 07, 09, and 10. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn with important news for every guy over 50. TV talk show legend Larry King has an incredible new free video for men with prostate problems. If you're a guy 50 or over, the odds are 70% or higher you have a prostate problem, whether you know it or not. Even the great Larry King had a problem. He used to get up 4 and 5 times a night because of his prostate. That's a rough night's sleep. Now most nights Larry sleeps through the night. His romantic life was on the skids, but now Larry proudly says, the King is back. Larry's prostate issues are a thing of the past. He did it with a natural product from France. It changed Larry's life. If you have prostate problems, do yourself a big favor. Go see Larry King's video investigative report and find out how he did it. Go to prostatevideo.com and see Larry's new video special report on prostate products and how they changed his life and how they can change yours too. It's free. If you have prostate problems, go into the men's room all the time, weak stream, urgency, and if your romantic game isn't up to par, go to prostatevideo.com. That's prostatevideo.com.
A web company being snapped up by a major bank.
J.P. Morgan Chase announced Tuesday it's going to buy WePay. Chase is buying the company based in the San Francisco Bay Area, so the bank's 4 million small business customers will be able to use WePay's technology. The Wall Street Journal reports that Chase is paying more than WePay's last valuation of about $220 million.
Firefighters say they are making headway in controlling the fires burning across Northern California. According to CAL FIRE officials, as of late last night, the Tubbs Fire is about 87% contained, the Atlas Fire 77%, the Nuns Fire just under 78%, and the Pocket Fire 58%. Meanwhile, the Oakmont Fire 27% contained, the Redwood Fire in Mendocino County 70%, and the Sulphur Fire about 92% contained. All of these numbers are up from figures that were released late Monday night. The overall death toll from all of the wildfires in the state standing at 42. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free, powered by Iron Mountain. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
President Trump promoting his tax plan last night in a speech to the Heritage Foundation. Mark Mayfield has a recap.
Speaking to the Heritage Foundation last night, the president pushed his tax plan, saying the foundation of it is a tax cut for everyday Americans. He said the lowest tax bracket, those paying no income tax, will be doubled under his plan. He also said his plan